Hello guys, are you good? Are you happy? I don't hope you are in a rush tonight because we have just locked the doors and we are going to stay here until 12 tonight, okay? So if you have any exams or anything, luckily for the SDR guys, they finished. I'm really excited about the word tonight. This morning we had such a great time in the Lord's presence. I want to speak about praise. I want to speak about victory in praise, because I truly believe that in praise lies victory. In praise lies joy. In praise lies life. Everything that you need lies in praise. Amen. So just shake your neighbor and tell him we're going somewhere tonight. Get your notebooks out. Get your iPads out. Get your phones out. Whatever you want to write on, or if you just want to listen, it's okay. But I believe that the highest expression of our life is praise. It's the way we push ourselves out is through praise. If we look in the Psalms, I had a grammar teaching, or Cameron came to me tonight. He says, Jacobus, I just want to tell you that in English, there's a silent P. It's not the Psalms, it's Psalms. Praise the Lord for him. Because I this morning, it's like, Psalm. He was like, this guy can't speak English. What's wrong with him? But praise the Lord. He doesn't look at my English. If you heard me 2 years ago, you would like think, whoa, this guy. But anyway, in the Psalms, in Psalms, okay. You can throw me with something every time I say Psalms tonight, okay? You can throw me with a chair or something. Okay, but we know that David wrote Nochals Baya. He wrote a lot in Psalms. And in Psalm 55:7, he says he prays to God three times a day, morning, noon, and night. But in Psalm 119, we read again that David praises the Lord seven times a day. Okay, so imagine he comes every day, seven times a day, he gives praise to the Lord, and three times a day he prays to God. We also see, that in the Old Testament they had that Ark of the Covenant, and then David appointed Levites to carry this covenant, this Ark of the Lord's presence. And what they did, they was praising, the whole time they were praising. When Solomon finished the temple, the Levites and everybody, the high priest, took in the Ark of the Covenant into the temple. And when they came out, what happened? There was a big partaiki. Everybody was praising. There was trumpets. There was tambourines. There were dancers. And at that moment, while everybody was praising the Lord, what happened? The glory of God filled that temple. The glory of God comes when we praise God. Amen. So tonight we are going to look about praise. We're going to see the importance of praise, the why we must praise, how do we praise, what does it do to our lives when we praise. So the definition of praise, if you just look at the screens, it's to express a warm approval or admiration. It's to express one's respect and gratitude, especially in a song. The expression of approval or admiration for someone or something. The expression of respect and gratitude as an act of worship. In Psalm 48 verse 1, we read, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in his holy mountain. You see, the only reason why we praise God is because he's great. Our praise relates to the way we see God, the way our greatness of God has been revealed in our life. Praise relates us to God's greatness, and he is to be praised in order for his greatness. Okay, so that is the reason why we praise. If we look further in scripture, you know, not only in Psalms was all the nice Psalms where David was, praise the Lord. There was many Psalms that we see David really went through lots of trials and tribulations, and he was in the shadow of death, and he could not do, you know, and many times in our life we also face trials, we face tribulations, we face times and emotions and stuff in our life that really wants to silence this voice of praise in our life. If we look at Job, We all know the story of Job. He really questioned God. He didn't praise God. He was almost against God in a way, you know. He questioned, yo, did you do this and that and this? But in the end of Job, God used Job, you know, whilst he was in his most suffering, while he was so confused, while he was so full of doubt, the voice of Job became a voice of praise. And in the last part of Job, we see that in that suffering, in that bad times, the Lord changed his voice in a voice of murmuring and struggling and all that stuff into a voice of praise. So I want to say tonight that God perfects our praises. He perfects our praises when we are in bad times, when we all go through struggling, when we are really depressed, in the tribulations. God comes. And it's then when we need to bring our loudest praise to God. Amen? Do you agree? When it's bad in our life, that is the moment when we need to bring our loudest praise. Although you don't feel like that, and everything in your body says, no, I can't praise God in those moments. Because what is praise? The nature of praise is an offering. To praise God is to bring Him a sacrifice, to bring Him an offering. In other words, in Hebrews 13, verse 15, we read, therefore by Him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. So, the writer says we must continuously praise God and bringing a sacrifice of praise unto His name. So what is sacrifice? A sacrifice is an offering. Okay? An offering means there's a death or there's a loss. In the Old Testament, what they did, they had a goat or a buck or something, and they would take that to sacrifice it to God. So it means that they experience a loss. That goat is killed, and then they lose. Maybe they really loved that goat, and it was a cute goat with lots of fur and fluffy, and maybe they gave a name to that goat. Now they have to sacrifice him, so I feel like they will be really sad, and this is something that they have to do, but they don't want to sacrifice their nice, cute little lamb. But that is part of praising God, is to sacrifice something. It's to say, I let this go now. Although I love this, although I don't want to do this, I give it away in order for so that can be a sacrifice, so that I can praise God. So I want to say, to praise God is not about gaining something. Many times in our life, we come to church and we think, oh my word, oh, this was such a terrible week, and I don't have any data on WhatsApp anymore, and I'm broke again, and this month and stuff. So we come to church expectantly to receive. We just want to receive the whole time. We are like this consumer people. We think church is an ATM, and we just come and just want to receive. But to bring praise is to bring sacrifice. It's to bring an offering. It's like you come in with church with your bag full of praise already. You come prepared to church. Say, Lord, here's my praise. I give it to you. I sacrifice it. Although I don't feel like it, you know, but Jesus didn't feel to die on the cross. He wasn't led by his feelings or his emotions when he went to the cross. He did it because he was obedient to God. And Scripture clearly says we must praise God in the midst of our suffering, in the midst of our tribulations. God wants our praises because He is seated on that. That is where He sits. He sits in heaven on a throne. He inhabits the praises of us. He loves our praises. Okay. Hallelujah. That was a good time to say amen. So, in other words, you know, many times in life we really go through bad stuff. It's like God comes and He cuts us open. He's like really busy, and I'm in this moment I'm really going through a phase in my life where I have to choose to praise God every day, you know. But it's great because I know when God is finished with this season in my life, I will look back and I will have a loud voice of praise, and I will understand why God has done this in my life. Okay, I will look back and I say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. So now, you know, when we bring a sacrifice, that's not something, you know, when it goes good with us, Let's say we have, it's really going good. We have a nice girlfriend. We have a nice car. We have a nice house. You know, I have lots of money. Do we praise God then? If it's going good? No, not really. Or you can say, yes, Lord, thank you for everything. But imagine it's going bad with us. It takes really something from us to praise God. And that's why God says he wants a sacrifice of praise. Because he is most pleased in that sacrifice. Than just another, So the principle of offering is based on loss, okay? If we offer something to God, we lose that. When we praise God, we have to surrender that in our life. Okay. So I really believe that we need to restore this in our church. Guys, this is so important. It's wonderful if we can just start praising God. Oh my word, David praised God 7 times a day. How many times a day do you praise God? You know, how many times are you thankful for what God did in your life? And we come to church and so we have to learn, we really have to ask God to, that this will be a principle in our life of praising God every day. We will praise you, Lord, when I stand up in the morning, when I go to class, when I go to meetings, when I go wherever I am, I will have a voice of praise. All right. Psalm 145 verse 3 says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. You see, that is the reason why we praise God, because his greatness is unsearchable. We cannot understand his greatness. He is so great. Therefore, we praise him. And sometimes in our life, it really feels that we cannot even open our mouth today to praise God. But many weeks it goes good, and then it goes bad, and then it goes good again. And we're so dependent, you know, on the Hillsong music and the nice candles and the soft cushions, and then we can praise God. But when it goes bad and there's nothing of that, then we have a silent voice. Then we struggle to praise God. But in those times when you see that the thing that's opposite of praise is complaining. Okay? And when we start to complain, we just complain more, and we complain more, and we complain more. And that just comes like a net around us, and we are so tangled up by this complaints that we cannot even see God anymore. We cannot even see who he is in our life and his greatness in our life, because we get so entangled by all the struggles, by all the complaints. But in that moment when we are so without a voice of praise, we must remember that the throne of God did not change. God is still seated on his throne. His name does not change. His glory hasn't changed. And we should praise him simply because he is worthy of all our praise. Because in that moment, your praise becomes a living sacrifice to God. Okay. In that moment when you are so... Yes. But before we can praise, we need to believe in what we praise. Amen. Do you agree? Say, yes, I agree. Because otherwise, I will just praise. I can praise this nice thing in front of me. But we first have to believe in order for us to praise. Because the amount we believe, the amount we have faith, that will overflow in our mouth and it will come out as praise. In Psalm 106 verse 12, it says, then they believed his words, they sang his praise. So praise has a basic ingredient, and it is called faith. Tell the person next to you, the ingredient of praise is faith. So only after you have believed, you can praise. Tom English said a thing. He said, the highest expression of our faith is praise. And if you think about that, it's really true. The way I have faith in God, in what Jesus has done for me on the cross and the new life that he brought me, that will automatically flow out as praise. But you see, the thing is, we sometimes forget about what it's going, of what it's all about. We forget Jesus on the cross. We forget that he gave his life for us. His blood was poured out for us. I just want us to look to that picture. See, I believe in Jesus. I have faith that when he hung on that cross, I died with him. My old life was crucified with him. The blood that was shed on the cross was shed for me. And therefore, I want to praise him for that. You understand? I want to praise Jesus for his love. I want to praise Jesus for his forgiveness. I want to praise Jesus that he was with God in heaven. He was sitting with the Father. He came down to this earth. He was humiliated. His reputation was, he had no reputation. He humiliated himself so much until the point of death. You see, those days when you died on the cross, that was the most humiliating thing that anyone can do, is dying on a cross. Jesus hanged naked there on the cross for you and for me. Why? Why did he do that? Because he loves us. And he longs for relationship with us. And he knew how precious it will be for the Father if the children of God will praise his name. Amen. Praises brings us into the throne room of God. That's why we start with praise. That's why we start with praise in our services. Because it brings us into the throne room of God. In Psalm 100 verse 4 to 5. David says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. Hallelujah. And there's really victory for us. Oh, I get no jump. There's really victory for us when it comes to praising God. Amen. There's victory in praise. You see, when we have faith, when we have faith enough, we start to praise. When the glory of God comes into, when the glory fills our eyes, we can believe. But when the glory fills our spirit, we start to praise. Okay. The glory of God wants to come into our spirits so that we can start praising God. God has said everything. Everything is above God and he's worthy of our praises. And when we start to praise, the devil flees. The devil hates it. When we start praising God. Because what do? When we praise, we declare who God is. We say, Lord, you are King. You are Lord. You are over the circumstances. You are over this emotions, this feelings, this test, everything. Lord, I praise you above this. And therefore, the enemy does not like that. Amen. Okay. Praises is something that helps us to overcome spiritual attacks. Satan's greatest attack isn't aimed at our prayer. It is aimed at our praise. That is where the devil comes. He doesn't want us to praise God. And then the ultimate goal of Satan is to stop all praise to God. Praise is a warfare, but praise is victory. We praise because we are victors. The triumph. We triumph in the victory of God. Therefore, we praise God. We say, Lord, thank you. I am overcome. By the blood of the Lamb, I have overcome. Therefore, I praise God. Amen. In Acts 16, verse 25, this is so exciting, this scripture. It is Paul and Silas, they were in jail. And we read that at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors opened and everyone's chains were loose. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, do yourself no harm, for we are here. Then he called for a light, ran in and fell down trembling before God, before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. So you see, many times it's in midnight, when it's the darkest time of the night, that our praise must be the loudest. Here we see with Paul and Silas, they were praying in the night, in midnight. And what happened? As soon as they started to praise God, the doors opened. Oh my word. And their chains, their ketangs on their feet fell off. That is the power of praise. The doors opened, guys. And then the God, he was freaked out completely and he ran. He didn't know what to do. And he pulled out his sword and he's like, what's going on here? And then this Paul said, no. You see, the God that put Paul and Silas in that jail, he received salvation. You see, our praises can lead people to salvation. How we praise. And also in the scripture, the one God, they listened to how Paul and Silas were praising. You see, many people in our life, the unbelievers, they're listening to what we praise. They're listening to what we say. Do we have a voice of praise, or do we complain, or we just have attitude that is so negative? And this scripture is so wonderful to see that. Paul, they didn't have food. They were in chains. They were hungry. But in those circumstances, in that bad circumstances, they said, Lord, everything can pass. These circumstances can pass. Although I don't feel to praise you now, I'll choose to praise you in the circumstance. And look what happened. The glory of God came. And that doors opened and their chains just fell off from them. In the Old Testament, we read another passage where almost the same thing has happened. It's really exciting. There was a battle and the nation of Judah was coming to an end. At the time of Jehoshaphat's rule, and they were really weak and everything was in a state of shambles. There was the Moabites and the Ammonites and the people of Mount Seir came to invade Judah. And there was really, there was groot pyn, verstaan. There was groot oorlog. And Jehoshaphat, that Judah, they were such a small, they didn't have lots of people left anymore. And they didn't know what to do. And then Jehoshaphat said, but in, let's read then 2 Chronicles 20. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord, and who should praise the beauty of holiness. And they went out before the army and were singing, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. Oh my word, how cool is this scripture? See, the Lord said he appointed those people to walk in front of the army. What did they do? They praised the Lord. They said, praise the Lord, for his mercies endures forever. And at that moment when they started to praising the Lord, what did God do? He set ambushes against those people and they defeated that day. The victory came. That war was ended because of the praises of the people, the praises of Judah that morning. And that is so wonderful. That's why praise brings us victory. It brings us defeat. It brings us out of a place of, I can't do this. I'm so alone. No one loves me. And God is far. I have all these lies in my head. Praise brings us out of that because it places. You see, when you pray, you're still surrounded in your circumstances. But as soon as you start to praise, you soar above your circumstances. And the Lord wants to bring us in that place where we can start praising him. Although it doesn't look, although there's midnight, although there's darkness, although there's circumstances, although you don't even understand, although you can't even open your mouth to say, Lord, I praise you, the Lord wants to bring us to that place because there's victory, there's freedom, and we're victors. We are not here to be enslaved by this world. We are not here to be slaves of our circumstances, not here to be slaves of sin and our feelings and our emotions. You see, our emotions want to determine how we feel. You know, circumstances want to determine if we are happy, if we are sad, oh, I didn't sleep nice last night, or whatever. But that's rubbish, guys. We just praise God. And we praise him because he's good. And we praise him because he sent his son to this earth to die for us on the cross. Something that we didn't deserve. Something that none of us, we had to hang on that cross. Each one of us had to hang on that cross. But God loves us, guys. That's why he sent Jesus. And that's why we praise him. Because we had to die. We deserved hell forever and ever and ever and ever. But the love of God is greater than that. And therefore, guys, God gave us this opportunity, this weapon of praise. But our weapons is dirty. Our weapons is put in a way. And the devil still comes and tries to determine our happiness and tries to steal our joy by bringing all these circumstances and all these worries and all these stresses. But hallelujah, we can rise up. We can stand up. We can say, Lord Jesus, I praise you. I praise you. You are far beyond all these circumstances and my feelings and my emotions and my struggles and my lust and everything that I struggle with. You see, because when we praise God, we unite. We agree in the victory that Jesus has brought us on the cross. We say, Lord, I come and stand in that victory now. I know that you say you have given me victory over this thing in my life. And you praise God already. You see, we mustn't start. We must praise God in believing that what the circumstances, God already has come through for us in that. And when we start to believe that, guys, miracles happen. Miracles happen. Doors open. Chains fell off. The same way in Paul and Silas's case. When we start praising God spiritually, strongholds breaks. Doors open. That is what happened in the spiritual. That is what happened, guys. Our flesh, your fight is not against flesh and blood, but what? Can someone say that? Against every spirit and principality in the air. Het ek het reg gesê. Ek hoop so. Maar dit kom daarop neer. So, guys, when we start praising God, it's powerful, eh? Yes. It's really powerful. Last night, oh, hallelujah, I really struggled, but now I see the breakthrough came. But last night I was watching YouTube videos and of Baptist Church in America. No use, guys. The black people, eh? They know how to praise, eh? They go big. We are really caught up in religion when it comes to just let going in praise. It looks like they are on some sort of drug. They trip out completely. It's like everybody has this. It's like, I don't know how to explain it, but they go on. Yes. Amen, girl. Thank you. Guys, because I understand, they have breakthrough in praises, guys. When they start praising the Lord, they have breakthroughs. Stuff happening in their life. They say, no matter what, no matter if I don't have money or I don't have this, if I don't have a nice car or a big house, hey, God will have my praises and He will have it completely. Amen? Yo. So, what's the time? Okay. So, yo. So guys, I want to tell you tonight that nothing moves the hand of God more quickly than when we start to praise Him. Did you hear that? Nothing moves the Lord's hand as quickly as when we start to praise Him. Okay. He loves it. Guys, He is seated on our praises. Psalm 22 verse 3 in the King James Version. Because it says it nice. Thou and thee and thou'rt. Thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. God inhabits. It means He lives, He sits, He lives on our praises. Therefore, if circumstances come and bad stuff comes in our life, He does not move from that seat, from His throne that is full of our praises. Hallelujah! You can shout for that! Yes! Woo! Amen! So, yo. So we... I just, okay. God says, guys, we partnering into His victory when we start praising Him. We say, Lord, you are greater and far better than this circumstance now that I'm facing. This is nothing. And as soon as we start praising the Lord, the devil flees. And you can say, Lord, the devil tries to steal, but I will come and praise you. You see, it's the most difficult when we are in that bad situation. We don't want to open our mouth. And we don't want to praise God. We don't want to start that. And then the devil is, yes, haha, he cannot start praising, so I'll just bring more lies, and I'll just bring more condemnation, and I'll just bring more shame and more guilt. Yes! But as soon as we say, Lord, the devil tries to shut my mouth now to praising you, but I will just go. And if we push through, the devil runs. Hallelujah. The devil runs when we start praising him. Amen. So, how do we praise? And then we're going to have an exercise tonight. All of you are going to stand on your chair, and we're going to hand you each a flag and a shofar and a tambourine, and and then you're going through on the stage. Then you're going down. No, joking. I wish we can. But in Psalm 111 verse 1, he says, praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. Say, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. Okay, cool. So we praise the Lord with our whole heart. Not only half our heart or a quarter of our heart or a eighth or a sixteenth or a 32th of our heart. We praise the Lord with our whole heart. It means that you shout His name. If you want to praise the Lord, you shout. You proclaim. You say, Lord Jesus, with my whole heart, with my whole life. Because what is our heart? It is who we are. Guys, and the devil wants to come and make our hearts harden so that we cannot praise the Lord. But, hallelujah. God is greater. Amen. And Psalm 63 verse 4. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. So we lift up our hands when we praise God. Amen. Then 63 verse 5. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. And my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. So we use our mouth. It's not a coincidence that raise is in the word praise. We have to raise our voices when we praise God. Come on, guys. It's not something you sit on the chair or amen. We have to raise our voices. That's why we have a mouth. It's the only organ that can utter something. Praise is about uttering. It's an action. Amen, bror. It's an utterance, guys. You understand? Praise is not, it's not a silent thing. It's not something, I don't know how to explain it. It's something you have to do. That's why our mouth is the only organ with what we can speak something. That's why the Lord said, with your mouth, you shall praise me. With joyful lips, you shall praise me. Amen. And then I'm so excited about this one because we're going to practice this tonight. Okay. We need some people here to come and do some prophetic dancing afterwards. Okay. Psalm 149 verse 3, it says, let them praise his name with the dance. Let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and harp. I don't know what the timbrel is, but I know what a harp is. Okay, so if I can just conclude, we praise the Lord with our whole heart. We lift our hands with our mouth, with joyful lips. We praise the Lord. Guys, it's exciting. Why can't we jump up and down at the rugby? What do you do there? You praise that guys on the rugby field, eh? You shout and you scream and you clap your hands and you say, go! But yes. So, why can't we do that in church? Come on, guys. It's Jesus. He's the King of Kings. He's the one that will always, he already won forever and ever and ever and ever. Why can't we express that praise in church? But we can do it Saturday, eh? With our nice rugby shirts on and everything. No, guys. Yo. yo, I want to read again. Yo. God loves our praises. It's His dwelling place. And it's a sacrifice. We must understand this tonight. That praise, to bring praise to God, it's a sacrifice. It's something that you have to choose to do. You are obedient to the word of God when you praise God. It's not, tonight I don't feel to praise God. I just want to worship Him. I just want to lay on the floor. No, guys. Because the way we praise God determines the way we will worship God. Praise and worship and thanksgiving, those three goes together. The more you praise Him, the louder you praise Him, the more you give praise to God. Imagine how much more you will worship Him. You will chill with the angels here in the hall. You will like, oh, die engele gaan so tee vir jou bring. Nee, ek joke. Was regtig joke. Hoekom sê ek dit? Okay. So we come, so we must stop coming to church just to receive and to receive and to receive. We must come prepared. We must say, Lord, yes, this Sunday, I'm going to bring you a sacrifice of praise. I'm going to bring it to you because this week, you have been so good for me. You have been so good for me in my test, in my exams, in my life, in my family. Lord, therefore, I want to bring you praise tonight. Hallelujah. I just want to praise you 7 times. Each one of you must praise God. How many times a day? 7. Whoa. That between you must, when you have breakfast, between breakfast and lunch, and then again between lunch and dinner, and then again, then you must wake up again 7 times. You must praise God. And I want to conclude now by saying, many of you may say, but Jacobus, you really don't understand what I'm going through. You don't have any idea of what I'm going through at this moment in my life. You don't understand the heaviness on my life or the depression or stuff like that. Then I just want to say we don't know what Jesus went through on the cross for us. And about 2 months ago, I went to the farm, and there's always this stream that I go to just spend time with the Lord and have some solitude. And this morning it was in the winter, and I went there to the river, and I just laid down. I really didn't have a voice of praise that morning, guys. I was down, eh? I was, Lord, Yerewa, is he? It was really, but then the Lord just spoke to me and He said, Jacobus, look up. And when I looked up, I saw this tree. This one tree that is planted at the bedside of the river. And this tree was huge, and it has this most beautiful green leaves already. And you can just see, it's so beautiful. And the Lord just asked me, what do you see? And I said, no, I see a tree. And it's really big, and it has green leaves. And then the Lord said, look up. And as soon as I looked up, on the plateau, there was all these other trees. All these doringbome, what's it in English? Thorn bush. So there was all these thorn bushes on the hill and other trees, and they were dry. They didn't have any leaves. They didn't have nothing. It was really ugly, actually, to look at them. And then the Lord asked me, but why are they still dry? And I said, no, because the rain season didn't come. So the Lord said, yes. And we are like that. We are more dependent on the rain than of being planted at the river. We live from rain to rain to rain. Church service to church service to church encounter to church this to church this. Instead of being in the river, constantly living out of this tree, living out of this water. The Lord really just, okay, I'm sorry, Lord, because in my own life as well, I cannot have that same way. I want to praise God in my room as I praise God here. I want to worship Him in my room as I praise Him, like I worship Him here. So, yes, guys, we really, and this is something that you have to do. This is your decision to praise God. Yes, we can pray for you. But you're the one that have to stand up. You're the one that have to lift your arms and to open your mouth. You're the one that have to open your mouth and just start praising God. There's nothing I can do for you. I can force you to do that. I can force you. I gave you the word tonight. But it's only God. It's only you that can determine your victory. It's the way how you praise God. So I want us all to stand this evening. While the band comes up, and Yeah, I just want to pray. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you died for us on the cross, that your blood was poured out for us, Lord. And this evening, Lord, our hearts is full of praises. Our hearts is full of thanksgiving towards you, Lord. And yes, Lord Jesus, I thank you that I can just pray and ask now, Lord, that you will come and touch our heart, Lord. I pray, Lord, that your glory will come into our spirits, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord. That your glory will come into our spirits, Lord, and that we will just start to praise you. Not about our circumstances or how we feel, Lord, but because who you are, Lord. We choose to look to who you are tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.